Hey, guys.
Will Durst here with a few words on the bounce. The bounce being the jump that a three-day red, white, and blue infomercial is expected to produce on a candidate's polling. The idea is to use the bounce as a slingshot of momentum to whip you down the straightaway of the campaign directly into the swivel seat behind the desk of the Oval Office. Obama's bounce has been estimated to be between 3 and 6 points. Hard to say which event is more responsible, his own Democratic National Convention or the Republican National Convention. Now, when you find yourself without a bounce, it's important to cast some spin, such as the Republicans this year. Spinning like an aging hippie in a peasant dress, dead stage left at a Grateful Dead tribute band concert. This is because Romney got the same kind of bounce you'd expect from an anvil dropped onto a swamp. And the spin on Romney's not large bounce is that he has already consolidated his base. Although in this case, not large is a euphemism for non-existent. It was not large the same way that August in Tampa does not feature a cluster of destination ski hills. The way Kim Kardashian is not a nuclear physicist. Banana fritters aren't magnetic. Some polls actually suggested that the GOP ticket received less than a zero bounce from their convention. A negative bounce, which would have to be called plunge. Might have to christen a new buzzword here, the convention dip. And when this happens, not only do you have to convince supporters and the base, and especially donors, that you still have a shot, you also have to soft-pedal the other guy's bounce. Romney's pollster, Neil Newhouse, called Obama's bounce a sugar high. That may be so, but you gotta remember, in times like these, a lot of us got a heavy hankering for anything sugary and sweet. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.